Let's go back to Cincinnati. Zach Buchanan is with us. He writes for the Cincinnati Inquirer. Zach, I know you've got only a few minutes, but Amir Garrett today, Ty Block, give us a little bit of a scouting report on Amir Garrett. What should we expect?
Well, he's going to throw a ton of strikes, and he's going to be super confident. And I guess the first thing Giants fans can expect if they're watching that they might not have seen him do yet is he draws with his foot a big A in front of the mound before every inning to kind of drive home to himself that it's his mound, that no one else owns this mound but him, and it's kind of a big confidence boost that he does. Yeah. And then he just goes out there and he pounds the strike zone, and he's got kind of a funky arm angle. He's 6'6", but the ball comes out, looks like it's coming out of his shoulder, so he's not real over the top, and hitters have a hard time picking it up. And he's recently kind of found a feel for a changeup to work with his fastball and slider, so he's going to just fill up the zone with strikes, and he'll probably be pretty tough to hit because he'll keep the ball down.
Wow. All right, Zach Buchanan with us, Cincinnati Inquirer. Wow, I didn't know about the A. We'll have to watch for that today. Big guy, though, basketball player at St. John's, and, of course, he was – in the Reds farm system still while playing basketball. That's sort of an interesting story.
Yeah, he's a bit of a late bloomer because he spent 2 years playing college hoops. But he's really come on as of late. And he's older than your typical prospect. He's 24. I think he'll be 25 this year. I think that's part of the reason why they weren't too hesitant kind of bringing him up here, even though he had just a little bit of time at AAA last year. But he is he's supremely confident, and it seems like this is the year his mechanics are finally all kind of coming together. He had the fastball, he had the slider, but adding the changeup has really been the difference maker for him. And so he's been nothing short of impressive, although if there's one weakness, he hasn't shown the ability to drop a bunt to save his life yet.
Okay, all right. Well, if that's the worst thing you got going, I think you could work with that. Some of the numbers, after 0-2, the hitters are 6-33 against them. After 2-0, 5-10. After 2-1, 7-18. And after 3-1, 4-6. So he looks like a guy, he wants to throw strikes and get ahead. And if you could get ahead of him, maybe you got an advantage.
Yeah, and I think the ratios there kind of tell you a little story that he hasn't really fallen behind too many guys. Yeah. I mean, I think you said behind 2-0, 5-10, only 10 at-bats that he's gotten behind 2-0 and I think 5 starts.
Very good.
That's really the key for him. I mean, when they had his start 2 starts ago against Milwaukee, he had no command whatsoever, and the Brewers just blew him up. But every other start, he's really pounded the strike zone, kept the ball down, and he's been really tough to hit.
Giants have to be careful of two guys that you had in your story this morning, Billy Hamilton and Peraza. Peraza, 9-game hitting streak. Hamilton's running like crazy last night. The Reds run. They run. There's no question team speed is an issue for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, the issue with Peraza and Hamilton has been getting on base. When they get on base, they steal with the best of them. I think Billy Hamilton now has 17 or 18 stolen bags. I mean, it's just ridiculous what he can do. It's just been a question of can he get on base enough to do that. And he's still got a little bit to show. He had a great game yesterday, but he hasn't gotten on base consistently. But Peraza in particular seems to be coming around. They dropped him in the lineup 9 games ago from the second spot to the seventh spot. I don't know if that's the reason that he's hitting better, but in that span, he's had a hit in every game, and he's hitting .368. And he's a real kind of contact type hitter, really puts the bat to the ball. And so when he's not making good contact, he's really not going to give you much else. But right now he seems to be in a groove, and he's not as fast as Billy, but he can steal bases pretty well.
Reds don't hit lefties very well. Lefties seem to have an advantage against the Reds. They slow Hamilton down and certainly Votto. It looks like they're a little more vulnerable to lefties right now.
Yeah, I would expect that to correct itself as the year goes along. Votto in particular, I don't think is going to have any prolonged vulnerabilities against lefties. Scott Schebler is the other left-handed batter in there, and I don't think he's really shown a tremendous platoon split over his career. And they've certainly shown no inclination to platoon him with another outfielder or anything. He's the everyday guy. But in general, I think they'll probably will be a little more vulnerable against lefties. You've got two switch hitters in there, or at least half the time with Billy Hamilton and Tucker Barnhart. And neither of them are big offensive producers from either side of the plate. And so you're generally giving up some offense a little bit against anybody. But it wouldn't surprise me if they're slightly worse against lefties, although I wouldn't expect it to be super pronounced over
All right. I appreciate having you on. Excellent report, and we love having you on again. And if we can find you tomorrow, we may call you early in the morning and talk about Johnny Cueto tomorrow and Scott Feldman. But this one, I'm telling you, this is going to be a good one with Ty Block and Garrett, 25, 26 years old, and two good lefties that throw strikes. So this is going to be an interesting game. I appreciate it, Zach. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
Yeah, very good. All right, Zach Buchanan. Very good. Nice, short, really good report from him. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up on this, the 86th birthday of great number 24, Willie Mays. Someone wrote a poem that I can read. Our friend Elliot Kolker wrote a poem. I'm going to read it when we come back, and have a little bit more sound from Willie when we come back right after this.